This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, today and every day you can watch this show on Twitch and on YouTube. And this show on Twitch is presented by Springer's Jewelers. There are three locations you can visit. One in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. The others in Portland, Maine and Bath, Maine. Just visit springersjewelers.com. This is Bob from Londonderry. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Hey, guys. Having a good time up there at the at your last winter greeting, as they say?
We are enjoying it. We had a blast last night, yes. And we got a whole bunch of people hanging out here this morning, so it's awesome.
On a perspective where yesterday, later in the day, I listened to the other sports station, because you got to listen to something. And they were giving their perspective of the sale, and there wasn't it quite as rosy as what some of the people are thinking. They broke it down, again, in their opinion. They didn't say it was totally bad, but they gave quite a bit different perspective, and they kind of said as time goes on, the person or interest who bought it, the guy that got it, he's got a history of – he's got money, and he makes money. And sometimes you got to change things to sustain a profit and or whatever the word is. And they were kind of saying nothing immediately, but they just said for the fans, don't be overly low. And then they were talking about the guy who didn't get it, who had all the ties, you know, with the organization for a long time. Mm-hmm. And they said he didn't necessarily not get it because of the money. There could have been other reasons.
Well, yeah, I mean, it seems like he didn't get it because of the money. I mean, the offer that they took was the highest offer.
Right. But Wick made it seem like they do turn a profit.
Well, he said that.
Yeah,
people say things, and I never know.
Right. You know, I don't know. I mean,
you never know what they're – but he did say they make money. So
right.
I don't think you know – nobody knows until this dude gets here what he's going to do, what they're going to do.
Right.
Is there going to be a point where they say goodbye to – Jaylen Brown?
No,
I hope not. I don't think so. But it, you know, is Drew Holiday somebody who
I
you
think
know, may end up not being around here?
Yeah.
Yes, is You know, is Derek White somebody who may not?
Like those guys. I think you're pretty safe with Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. Yeah.
The two max.
Yeah, because the two max deals are the two best players on your team. You might some other guys you might have to maybe potentially move on from. It might be a Derek. It might maybe it's a little bit harder to sign Kristaps Porzingis or re-sign him to an extension that might be a max deal.
Yeah.
Unless you decide, okay, we're gonna have to make a decision. Do we want Drew? Do we want Derek? Like you know. So there'll be some of those guys, but I feel confident that the new owner is not going to move away from
the
Jets. Is not going to move away from the
Jets. You're going to have a whole city that hates you if you do that. If you come here and try to do something that crazy, then you're going to have a whole city that hates you when you're trying to earn their respect.
I don't think they – I mean, if they're doing it for business, I don't think they're
Well, of course they're doing it for business, but what I took away from that Wick conversation was that it wasn't just about money, and he was talking to them about other things. Yeah, I understand. $6.1 billion, of course he's going to go with that. But at the same time, this is somebody who's from the area, something that I wanted, because I think that there is a fandom of it.
As opposed to Bezos.
Yeah, because I think a Bezos would come in here, and he doesn't care if Boston people are mad about moves that he makes. So I could see him, if he wants to get a bigger profit, he could say bye to Jaylen
Brown. But if he is a, like, you know, they are all, at the end of the day, they're all businessmen.
Yeah, but to be surprised that they turn a profit, of course, you're not spending $6.1 billion and not expecting to turn a profit. Unless you get an arena.
But the only reason why I look at it that way is I go, the Dallas Mavericks traded Luka Doncic for whatever, and it might be more business related.
Yeah, but the business relation of that one is they want a casino.
But I'm not saying, all I'm saying is that when you look at certain owners or groups or whatever, they might get to a point where, all right, business-wise, we're trying to do something a little bit different to maybe turn a profit. I don't know. I'm not saying that that's going to happen. But, yeah, you can't keep everybody. And Wick talked about that second apron. Like, you can only stay in there for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And those penalties start to add up.
Well, and I think what he was saying is you have to have faith in Brad Stevens as somebody who's really good at what he does
right.
and is going to find the next Derek White or
right.
you know whatever who you know or Peyton Pritchard is going to be where they want him to be and he's going to be a starter on this basketball team in a couple of years.
The way you have to go when you start to look at all the good players that you have. You're going to have to say we got to sacrifice some of these guys if we want to be, you know, if we want to maybe get ourselves out of that apron or if we want to kind of get that number down.
Yeah. This is Rich from Boston. Rich, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Just wanted to drop the nugget I heard from Wick about property. And if you heard that the Trump administration wants to sell the federal building next to the Garden, potentially, is that what the nugget was that I heard? Maybe they buy that.
Oh,
and then
okay.
connect the two.
Yeah. I Wiggy would like them to. He's advocating for Revere. If you heard that on the show this morning, that's really, I mean, up and coming.
I live right next to the federal building, so that would be perfect.
It's really up and coming, and that's where Wiggy wants this team to play going forward. So, all right, we are at Wachusett Mountain, and with us right now, our host this morning, Jeff Crowley. Round of applause for Mr. Crowley.
Good morning. Thank you.
Thanks for having us out here.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, thanks so much for coming out here. We're honored to have you guys here. I love your show. I love everything you guys do. And I was advocating, as I said last night, that you guys should take this national. It's an amazing show. You guys are just, you've got the chemistry. You've got Wiggy.
Okay.
You've got everything.
Would you fund it?
Yeah. $6.1 billion?
Yes.
Greg's salary, yeah.
$6.1 billion would be great. Sure. But we are, we've been doing a lot of things here back in the AAF days. The luge, which is no longer, I think, legally allowed anywhere
in the world.
In the developed world. But you guys are always great to host us out here, and we appreciate you doing this and getting everybody out on the slopes today. And I think you can ski today, right?
We intend to open in 5 or 10 minutes.
Okay.
And it's amazing. Fortunately, machine-made snow with snow residual, it will actually make it through all this rain that we're having here now. Sometimes we'll have like 25 rainstorms in the course of a winter. But our snowmaking and grooming crew do such a wonderful job that they'll be able to recoup and get open. In fact, later on, Wiggy's going to go out in the snowcat and kind of show us how it's done.
Yeah, I'm going to groom some snow.
You are?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to groom some snow.
Have you ever been in a snowcat?
No, but it looks
awesome.
Pretty fun.
Yeah.
You've been in one, Courtney?
I have.
Wow.
Yeah, I did a snowcat like dinner one night.
You drove it?
No, I didn't drive it. I just sat in
okay.
it.
What was the snowcat dinner?
You took the snowcat up the mountain and did the dinner on top of the mountain.
What did they get you for that? Like 500?
No.
Was
that Loon or where was that?
That was up in Vermont, Stratton.
Oh. Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
You can see it on our Instagram.
I think I posted it. Yeah.
Well, you guys have always been great. I will never forget my experiences here with your brother David, who we lost this last year, end of last year. Yeah. And I noticed there's a beer here raising some money, right? So you can come down here and get a David Crowley beer.
Right. Sadly, he died of PSP. I mean, so anything that he ever did wrong in his life, I would just blame it on that. He was like my best friend growing up, and he and I had a lot of fun together. Amazing guy, and he was obviously your buddy. So if anyone's ever bored and they want to see some of the antics that you guys did, look at YouTube. It was a 2006, the WAAF Luge Challenge.
Homemade luge competition.
It was just out of control.
Yeah.
It's a miracle that it ever happened here. So I'm sure some of these people saw that. It was just wild. So
we had a guy ride. I think he was riding he had taken an outhouse and put skis on the bottom.
Oh, my God.
Right.
And he started, you know, the luge course was halfway up, whatever slope that is. And he unfortunately had an accident, broke his leg. And we got him right to the hospital, and he was back here drinking 1 hour later after that.
Right.
So, I mean, a resilient audience at WAA.
Why can't we bring that back?
Lawyers.
But like the astronauts, can't they sign a waiver?
No, there's no waiver that works on that.
Yeah.
But those were good times, and we really appreciate you having us here. And you guys will be skiing till when?
The pond skim is actually April 6th. It's a fun event.
We should get Curtis or Wiggy to do the pond skim. You know what?
What the hell's a pond skim?
You start at the top.
Oh, my God.
You start at the top, and then you try to see how far across the pond you can make it before you sink.
Yeah. You go as fast as possible down the mountain.
You run?
No.
You ski.
Into the water.
Yeah. Yeah, see how far you can make it across. Some people make it all the way across.
Oh, yeah, easy.
Yeah. Yeah,
you could make it across.
Yeah. No, I probably wouldn't. Well, I wouldn't make it down the hill. I'd be rolling.
There's a flotation issue with he and I, but he might make it. He might make it half.
I'd have to sit on one of
those
things.
Should we have an incentive? $1,000 if Wiggy even tries it. What do you think?
Yeah, what do you think?
I'll chip in.
Right. I'll do it on it. Can I sit on the luge thing, though? The
tube?
Yeah. Because there's no way I can ski down the hill without falling before I get to the pond.
You need to sit. You need to do it on a sled or a tug.
Yeah, like the luge thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. We can do that.
That's fine. I could do that.
I'll videotape it.
I mean, I know how to swim, so I could do that.
All right. Well, thanks for having us. Great time last night.
Appreciate it.
We appreciate it.
Thanks
and
so much.
We will be right back from Wachusett Mountain.